Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll learn much more about the Life Relaunch Weekend for men and they're hoping for women. It's going on nationally and here in the WWIB and WOGO listening area in the Oliva Strum area. Coming up, we'll meet truck driver and Life Relaunch facilitator Joel Allard on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Life Relaunch Experience, a two-day journey into your life story. That's what the website says at liferelaunch.org. That's all one word, liferelaunch.org. It says there, the purpose you were made for, the power to get there. It goes on to say, Life Relaunch offers separate events for men and women of all ages, helping address individual heart and soul wounds. It says when you attend a two-day Life Relaunch event, you can count on connecting with others who have walked a similar path as you. Throughout the 2 days, you'll be helped to address the circumstances that you faced and the decisions you made in order to receive the healing that God is freely offering to you. Yes, by the way, Life Relaunch is free. Joel Allard's life has been touched by Life Relaunch. I spoke with him on Friday and asked him at the beginning of the interview to tell us a bit about himself.
I'm 37. I'm a father of five, married, and I'm 2.5 years sober, drug addict. Now I'm a child of God. Life Relaunch has been a big part of my sobriety, and that's why I wanted to share with you guys.
So let's go back a bit further in terms of your upbringing and your story and your journey that that brought you to today.
I had kind of a rough childhood. My mom was a addict and alcoholic, and my dad was a single dad taking care of four kids for a while, and it was hard on him. And then I was the oldest, so I kind of got the brunt of that. And so started out rough, and then I joined the military, and then when I got out of the military, I started having kids and kind of fell into the alcoholism. And then COVID hit and I got lost, pretty lost in that time period, and that's when I started getting into the drug scene. And yeah,
so when you say that Life Relaunch was a big part of your, you mentioned 2.5 years sober, praise God for that, and sobriety is the way to go, right? Sobriety and recovery, as I like to say, keep it in the fairway, as a golf metaphor. But talk to me about how did Life Relaunch involve itself in your sobriety and now reaching out to other guys through Life Relaunch?
Yeah, so early on in my walk with God and the early steps of my sobriety, I was going to a men's group, and one of the guys had brought up that there was a Life Relaunch happening down by Oliva, and I was searching. I was really hungry for the word and hungry for the true father, and so I just decided to go. I didn't know anything about it. Heard it was a free weekend of men healing through God, and so I went. And when I went, there was a lot of healing done. There was a lot of mending in my relationship with my son and my father, my earthly father, and it was all due to a relaunch. And now I've facilitated 12 of them myself, and I could see how broken people are, especially in the Chippewa Valley, the drugs and the abuse and all that stuff. So every time I get a chance to do it, I see another person that's getting reached by the Holy Spirit like I have, and that's why I'm so hungry to try to share.
Wow, that's amazing. You've facilitated 12 of these, and it wasn't that long ago that you were just a first-timer to it. Now, tell people where, Joel Allard, tell people where the Life Relaunch weekends occur, and how often do they occur?
Yeah, they're at the Christian Family Center down in between Oliva and Eau Claire, and we do one every other month unless we start getting more guys signed up. Then we're definitely free to do one every month, and we are also able to facilitate mobily, so we could do it somewhere else if a church is willing to have a weekend free. I just know it's tough with services on Sunday to do it on a Sunday in a church. That's why we're pretty excited about the fact that we could do it down there at the Christian Family Center.
Well, it's a wonderful facility. I've been down there a couple of different times. sadly, I guess most recently, a couple years back for a funeral. But nonetheless, it is a wonderful location. We'll spell that out more. And again, the website is liferelaunch.org, liferelaunch.org. When is the next one planned for?
September 27th. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have like 10 openings, I believe. So, And it's we feed the guys. Usually starts around 8 in the morning, and we go till about 3:34 in the afternoon, and then you're free to go, or you can stay there. Helgi, the owner, has a pretty awesome place there where there is some bunk beds and showering facilities and stuff. If you aren't able to get transportation, one of us can pick you up if you let us know where you're located and get you down there. And yeah.
Speaking of amazing men of God, Helgi Vestnes is that, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's an awesome man. His whole family is pretty amazing.
So talking to Joel Allard about Life Relaunch, you can learn more at liferelaunch.org. The next one's slated for late September. Again, liferelaunch.org. But you talked about the Chippewa Valley, Western Wisconsin. I mean, I guess when it comes to drinking or drugs, but particularly let's start with alcohol because our state has a problem, right, in terms of not just sipping, but like abusing it. And every time these, alcohol stats come out in terms of the drunkest cities in the country, Wisconsin consistently has 9 of the top 20. I mean, if that's not a problem, screaming for attention, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I started drinking when I was less than a teenager, probably 10, 11 years old, because in Wisconsin, it's a law. If you're with your parents, you go into a bar and drink, which is a big problem. And when people don't know the Lord, they don't know what he's telling us to do and what the true morals that he put inside us, what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do. We just go with the opposite and do what feels good to our flesh. And that's what I grew up doing. And that's what I grew up around. So.
And so how old are you, Joel?
37.
Okay. And so do you remember the time? So where exactly you were into a bit of sobriety and recovery when you heard about the Life Relaunch?
Yeah, I was probably 5-6 months on my walk. I actually got the Holy Spirit came to me in Chippewa County Jail after I got in trouble with the law with the whole drug thing, and then there was like a Damascus Road Saul to Paul situation where I got woke up in the jail cell, and my life hasn't been the same since.
Wow, that's quite a story. And you were married with kids at that time.
Yes. I'm still married. Yeah, we're still together. We're struggling because I hurt my wife pretty bad, but I'm sticking with her, and she's sticking with me, and we're working on things, and the Lord's definitely been helping us through that.
Well, even in this interview, I mean, you could tell. I mean, I think part of the key for all of us individually, for our marriages, our families, our churches, our culture, is humility and honesty and brokenness, and I don't know the exact order for all of that, but we've only met by phone, but I'm sensing that in you, and it's deeply appreciated. And so you were a bit into your recovery journey, but then what happened in terms of the Life Relaunch that obviously you got lit on fire, and then you've subsequently facilitated 12 of these? What happened in your first Life Relaunch?
So a lot of what Relaunch is healing past hurts, and a lot of it is working through stuff that when you were a child or even as an adult, someone had done to you, and learning that the best way to do it is forgiving the people that have hurt you and giving it to the Lord and not carrying that burden anymore and not allowing those people to hurt you anymore, and then being with a bunch of men that are broken. And that walk with Jesus is such a healing thing that I've found out through Relaunch. Like, we base a lot of what we do off Ephesians 6, the whole armor of God, putting on the whole armor of God, and then having brothers there to help you through your lows and knowing you're not alone.
So this happens over a 2-day period on a Saturday and a Sunday. And so talk about a typical, if you can, and I imagine each weekend is different, but talk about kind of the typical format for a Saturday and then a Sunday.
Yeah, so on a Saturday, we'll start with breakfast. We feed the guys when they get there, and then we'll start trying to nail down those past traumas, those past hurts that you have. That first day is a lot of soul seeking and truth seeking. And then we go and let the guys relax that first night, think about what they revealed to the Lord, what they revealed to us. And then that second day is given to the Lord in the healing process. Sunday is that healing and giving it to the Lord.
So in terms of your first one then, I mean, you came in, and how did you leave your first life relaunch, Joel Allard?
A lot lighter than when I walked in, and knowing who I needed to forgive and who I needed to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, for sure. And something caught fire. I mean, think of the Olympics and the torch. I mean, basically, you were like, this is so good. I know other guys need this. And actually, if you look at liferelaunch.org, this is a part of something national. This is kind of the local expression of that, it looks like. And occurring in the Oliva Strum area at the Christian Family Center. But and there are events for men and women.
Yep. Yeah, we're actually trying to get a women's one started. We are have been reaching out, trying to get some women that want to lead. If we could get like 3 or 4 women that want to go and get trained, I think the women in the area could use it, and especially like my wife, I know she could use it. So I mean, we're praying for that. We all have been.
Fantastic. Again. And then what was it you came out? Did you come right away, Joel? Did you come out of that first event a couple of years back saying, I know God's calling me to lead this?
Yeah, I have. Because before that, I was scared to talk about my past, especially my drug past. After the first couple facilitating, that's the first thing I lead with when I'm talking to somebody. I'm telling them there's a way out of brokenness. I was at the lowest of the low, and God brought me out of it, and Relaunch helped me get out of it, and the Holy Spirit is just leading me to try to reach a lot of the broken people in the Chippewa Valley that are stuck in addiction and stuck in that past trauma and abuse.
And so, and lo and behold, you've facilitated 12. You say they're occurring as much as every other month. You've got the men's events. But tell me, on the national level, and I know you referenced a book, but even if people go to the website, you can see on the right side, it talks about links to the book Life Relaunch Warrior by Mel and Annie Goebel, right?
Yeah, that one actually was just released last month. So, yeah, I haven't got done with that book yet. But, yeah, they just released that one.
Okay, so the more recent, the prior book was The Unseen Presence. What was it? Had you read that one?
Yeah, so The Unseen Presence is Mel Goebel, the founder of Life Relaunch. He was incarcerated in Nebraska State Pen, and the Lord came to him in the penitentiary, and his heart after he got released from prison was to start men's ministries and helping guys that were incarcerated and had a past like I have know that there's someone to fill in that hole that they've been missing. So. Then he founded it down in Fort Myers, Florida, and now it's nationwide, and we're trying to grow and show people that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and yeah.
Wow. I know some other issues that many men have and are struggling with beyond drugs and alcohol in Wisconsin.
Yeah, any addiction.
Elsewhere, yeah. Well, I want to cite a couple of them. Yeah, exactly. Let's get there. Anger and porn, and it's always interesting to me in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus seems to... Really, the laser beam goes down on anger and lust, doesn't it?
It does. And a lot of it is, it's all evil from those lies throughout your life that you're getting from the evil one and telling you you're not good enough. And then you resort to these fleshly desires that don't feed that hole you're trying to fill. And I didn't realize that until I was halfway through my 30s. So,
Wow. And so, again, what have you seen as you've teamed up with Helge Vestnes and others on the Life Relaunch team in the 12 events that you've launched? It must be quite the sight for you to behold as a recovering addict, son of God. But here you are, again, Scripture tells us we're co-laborers with the Lord. And what kind of fruit are you seeing in people's lives?
Broken men changing their lives and doing that complete 180 that the Lord tells us that will happen when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that complete 180 and changing their life. I mean, there's I have a bunch of tattoos. I'm a big guy with a beard, and I got a couple other friends that have gone through it that are all covered in tattoos, and we're going around evangelizing and telling people that are stuck in it that you're not alone, and here's the key to success, and here's the key to eternity.
Hmm. Wow, it's something. It's really something. So how much does it cost?
It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
You get this much. You can get your life transformed in a weekend, and it's free?
It is, yep.
Yeah,
you
supply
everything.
That's crazy. All right, well, the place to go, if people want to learn more, again, you're trying to hold your first women's event here at the Christian Family Center there between Leva and Strum, and then also continue on with the men's event. Again, you said in late September is the next one on September 27th, but I imagine if they go to liferelaunch.org, they can learn more, right?
Yep, yep, yeah, just go to the website and then click on men's events. And then when you click on men's events, you scroll down through all the ones throughout the nation and find the Aliva one. When you click on that, then you can get signed up for it. And one of us will reach out to you once you sign up and give you more details.
Huh. Wow. Fantastic. Exciting. Amazing. Joel, thank you so much for being our guest on Chippewa Valley this week. So I can't wait to meet you in person, and I'd love to experience one of the weekends sometime.
Sounds good. Yeah, it'd be awesome if some of you guys can get out there.
Thank you so much again, Joel Allard, liferelaunch.org. Yeah, there it is. I'm scrolling down men's events at liferelaunch.org under events. There it is, Aliva, Wisconsin, with all these other cities, right sandwiched in between LaBelle, Florida, and Naples, Florida. And Aliva, September 27th and 28th. Boy, check that out again, liferelaunch.org. Joel, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Mark.
Joel Allard on Life Relaunch, our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, learn more at liferelaunch.org. They've got an event with still 10 openings, September 27th and 28th at the Christian Family Center. Again, learn more at liferelaunch.org. Under events, scroll down to that event going on in Aliva. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.